and bring me out of my distress. Put an end to my affliction and my suffering, and take away all my sins. To let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, because I wait for you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. Will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather, was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also he who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, he who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Dearest Patrick and Vicky, Christian and Mary, Nicholas and Caitlin, and much beloved great-grandchildren, Judah, Lydia, Mark, Sarah, and Jamie, and all of you, friends, family, beloved nieces, nephews, on behalf of this parish, our sincerest condolences, our assurances of prayers. You are much loved here. This Beckler family is very loved here in this parish and in this community, and so we do share in your sorrow. And we also share in your joy, because today is a success story. This is what it's supposed to look like when we give ourselves over to the Lord and let him do what he wants. And the graces are abundant and continue to flow. And so I want to thank you personally, your family, for all that you do for this community and for this parish. And we know where a lot of it comes from. If we would talk about, Claire, I think quickly, a couple things emerge, and it was a very well-chosen gospel. I haven't been here long enough to have been able to benefit directly from some of her many gifts and talents, but it's fitting that the gospel that you chose would involve eating. It emerged from the obituary very clear that one thing that defines Claire is food. In fact, Deacon Randy told me this morning, he said it's the only obituary that he's read that made him salivate. And I looked, and oh yes, chicken and rice and German potato salad and kissenefla and rivela soup and hell's ground beef hamburgers, I was salivating too, and it's lunchtime. Her ability to give and to feed food. What a gift. And I hope many of you were able to benefit. She not only defined though by food, and the ability to do that for others comes from one who has been fed. She knew where her source was. Food, and that came from a deep faith. I have two fond memories, and you know her life of faith better than I, but seeing her, I believe, would be over here. I arrived just 5 years ago, and then we had COVID things. But I do have a very clear memory of that beautiful smile when she was receiving her Lord Jesus, her source of strength. But one that will be most impressed in my memory was when Claire was most like Jesus. And fittingly, because there are no coincidences with God, there are God winks. He's involved. It was that I was called to her bedside on Christmas Eve when Claire was most like Jesus in offering herself up in her pain and suffering. She looked like that, one who had given all. And I was able to give her the treasures of the church. And she was able to receive him again in the sacrament of anointing and in the apostolic pardon so that she was ready. Her faith is what fueled her. And everything that flowed from her came from that source. She knew where it came from. and she came to him daily. So food and faith clearly define her. But that love which she received, I think most profoundly perhaps, can be defined in that one beautiful word that emerged also so much these days, family. It is no coincidence that Claire's last day on earth was the feast of the Holy Family, when we honor Mary, Joseph, and Jesus as our model, that her last day on Mother Earth was a day where we honor the Holy Family. Family is what so beautifully has defined her, from her time with her nieces and nephews, after school, rendezvous with her beloved grandsons. Things that you all know. What a beautiful thing. There's an acronym that I love that forms family, and it also defines her. Each letter stands for something. Forget about me, FAM. I love you, ILY. This is a life lived. That looks like forget about me, I love you, and this looks like forget about me, I love you. Family has defined her so beautifully. Happy to be a BAME girl. And one of the greatest fruits of that, of her life, is in you, Patrick. What you've done the last 20 years, and particularly the last 5 or 6, has been heroic. To take your mother in. And you know where that came from. Your love of Jesus so beautifully lived out the life of your mother that you knew it is what you had to do. To take in one's own, that is an extraordinary gift. You are one of the clearest examples and proofs of her goodness. And I hope you receive that with great humility and joy today. It's a beautiful thing, and I know she is smiling and singing your praises up there. She fed many because she was fed by her faith. And family, to her is everything, and to us. So keep building this beautiful family. Take nothing for granted. Continue to take good care of one another. We have an extraordinary example before us of what really matters. Claire, thank you for showing us how important family and faith are, and allowing us to delight in food, that sweet earthly treasure. Well done, faithful servant. Go to your eternal rest. You are now receiving. We have all the reason to believe and know what you could not do for yourself, but what Jesus has wanted to do from you from the moment of your creation, embrace you in the treasures and the gift of heaven. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May Claire rest in peace. Amen. Please stand as we continue to pray for one another and to send our dear beloved Claire to her eternal home.
For Claire, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sister who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Claire need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all of our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and the voices of your people whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the sins of all who sleep in Christ, and grant Claire a place in your kingdom. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated as the altar is prepared. Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, our good and good of all his holy. As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Claire, we beseech your mercy that she who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as one alone he accepted death, so that we might all escape from dying. As one man he chose to die, so that in your sight we all might live forever. And so in company with the choirs of angels we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Please kneel or be seated, as is your custom. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim
your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come, again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant Claire, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that she who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please stand. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Please once again kneel or be seated. In just a few moments, Most Holy Communion will be distributed to Catholics who have prepared themselves to receive Jesus in this way today. Others are welcome to come forward if you'd like for a blessing or a spiritual communion. Just indicate by crossing your arms in front of your chest. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let perpetual light shine upon her, O Lord. With your saints forever, for you are merciful. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. And let perpetual light shine upon her. With your saints forever, for you are merciful. Let perpetual light shine upon her, O Lord. With your saints forever, for you are merciful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let perpetual light shine upon her, O Lord. With your saints forever, for you are merciful.
Let us pray. Lord God, whose Son left us in the sacrament of his body food for the journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by it, our sister Claire may come to the eternal table of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. On behalf of Claire's family, I want to thank you all for your presence here. Special thanks to Father Stephen, our good deacons, and all the staff for all the work in assisting Claire and the family in this time, and our wonderful musicians, the angels that lift us up. Claire's going to make her final journey, her remains to Karlsruhe at a future date. So you're all welcome immediately after we process her to the hearse through the bronze doors to come downstairs below for a time of fellowship and food. Thank you all for being here. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Claire, and now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see Claire again and enjoy her friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ.
Please join in number 134.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our sister Claire in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Claire in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant. And help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In sure hope of the resurrection, we take leave of our sister. Let us go in peace.
Ivan.